welcome to another episode of Little Less Conversation. What can I say? 2 weeks in a row, both Arsenal and Chelsea have won. Me and Amar are both over the moon, obviously. Amar more so than me because, you know, they can't get relegated anymore.
Yeah, isn't it Big Sam who was like, when he first came in, he was talking about Arsenal being in a relegation battle with West Brom, and how ironic, we're the ones that relegated him.
That's the first time he's ever been relegated in his managerial history. So, yeah.
Go down the shop and eat some pies, man. I mean, it was a good weekend of football for us, but I guess an even better one for you before we even get to the Premier League. Just touching quickly on European football.
Yeah, man. Champions League final. I mean, it was a bit nervy beforehand last week when I was speaking about it, but when it came down to it, better team over two legs. Taught Madrid a bit of a lesson, really. I thought they didn't really offer much in that second leg, and we could have won about 4 or 5 nil easily.
Yeah, I thought, like I say, Real Madrid were so poor, but I think you lot were good. Yeah, you should have won 4 or 5 nil, but into the final you go, and playing a City team that you've now beaten twice.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that we've beaten them twice now. It's good for the confidence, considering the way we lost to them at the start of the season, or earlier in the season under Lampard. We got absolutely battered by them at home. So for us to turn it around and look like we can compete with them now is great. The final is going to be a tough one, you know, one game shootout. But I think if we focus on the present and look at the game on Saturday, where we got the win 2-1 away from home, bit of a last gasp smash and grab, really. Yeah.
It was a good game. Watch the game, and let's give a big shout out to Sergio Aguero.
Oh, mate. That's...
His Panenka pen was probably one of the worst. I think it might have been the worst pen I've ever seen in a long time.
It was horrendous. And you've got to think of it this way. If he had not messed around and just put that in the back of the net, I mean, they would have run away with that game. It would have been dead at half time, you know, 2-0, game over, no chance. But he's let us back in there, and full credit to the team. You know, they came out firing, and Ziyech scored a really good goal. And then we got a late winner, 92nd minute through Marcus Alonso.
He's unexpected scorer, but even then, I think in the second half, I think there was a Hudson-Odoi offside, which was probably rightly given, but it looked like the more threatening team, to be honest.
Yeah, there were two goals ruled out for offside. One was Werner and one was Hudson-Odoi. And it's fine margins. I mean, Werner's was a bit more offside. But, you know, if they put that in training and, you know, try and work on that, sooner or later, you're going to start timing the runs perfectly and getting the goals. I mean, yeah, it could have been more. I mean, City had a few chances, and there was a penalty incident that they were saying they should have got another penalty.
Is that the Zuma challenge or?
Yeah, Zuma on Sterling.
I thought that was a cracking challenge. That was good. That was good recovery. Sterling had him beat for a minute, you know.
No, there was two. There was one where he did a mad recovery tackle, and then there was another one after that where he was like right behind him, and there's barely any contact. Like, listening to the commentators and the pundits and all that stuff, they were like, oh yeah, he's touched him like 4 times on his legs. I honestly don't know what it is with these pundits, man. I don't know what they're watching, because there's barely any contact. Not enough for him to go down like the way he did. And they're saying he's trying to pull his foot back to get the shot away, and he's, you know, Zuma's clipped him or whatever. There was nothing in it, man. Sterling was looking for the penalty all day. His touch was so bad, it's taken him wide of the goal, and he's looking for a pen. So I think they made the right decision, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it doesn't, again, you know, City haven't looked the part the last few weeks, but it doesn't, again, stop them. It just delays them winning the title again, doesn't it?
It does. And obviously, I'm sure they'll wrap it up against whoever they're playing next. I think it's Newcastle away or something like that. So it's a relatively easy game when you look at it on paper, but you never know. A bit of doubt might start to creep in their minds, you know, and they might falter again. Joe Willock might come up with a surprise goal and you know, make it 5-5, whatever it is. And that'd be great. It'd be good to see them squirm a little bit. And I don't doubt that they will win the league in the end, but it'd be nice if they falter a bit.
Yeah, and I guess a big setup now for the Champions League final. What is it? Is that 29th of May or something? It's going to be another good game to watch, I guess.
Yeah, end of the month. I mean, obviously it's been a bit of a strange season in terms of fixtures and no crowd and stuff, but we're going to be well up for it. It's a one game shootout, you know, got to go there, give it all, and fingers crossed we get the win. But it's one of those, isn't it? You just can't call it. It's just whatever happens on the day happens,
Yeah.
really. And I think just got to focus on FA Cup coming up on the weekend now, and then obviously the remaining three fixtures, I think it is, in the Premier League.
Is that the cup final on the weekend?
Yeah, man, Saturday.
Well, it's coming back so quick again. Jesus
Yeah,
Christ.
it has. I mean, I think they've done it weird this year. Normally, it's right at the end of the season after all Premier League fixtures, but I think they, because of scheduling, they just put it in there early.
Not like the FA Cup that was in August last year.
Disappointing is that we lost to Arsenal. Fatata. We lost to that Fatata.
That's what I mean. Like last year, it was like well after the season had ended. This year, it's in right at the end of the season. So yeah, it's just a strange year, man. COVID has just fucked things up.
I tell you what, well, I mean, I was disappointed after Thursday, but I wasn't, I don't know, I can't, you know, when the team lineup came out, I wasn't very enthusiastic about the game. Kind of just like lost interest in the Premier League now. It's kind of a write-off for us in terms of the season, but yeah, 3-1 win to West Brom and to send them back down. I mean, you can't complain with that.
Yeah, I think it's one of your highlights of the season, relegating a team, you know, stick that in your trophy cabinet. Still more than what Spurs have got in there. So, but no, I mean, you were always expected to win that game. It was more of a formality, and yeah, I watched a bit of it and wasn't really interested, to be honest with you. I mean, Pepe scored a screamer. That's probably the highlight of the game.
In fairness, all three goals were good goals. They were even the Smith Rowe goal was a nice little volley and
Yes, good little team goal, nice build up, good finish. I think, was that
yeah.
his first ever Premier League goal?
It is his first ever Premier League goal, and hopefully it'll be a lot more from next season. But I'll tell you what, one thing that's frustrating me is he played Saka at left back, and I'm thinking, why didn't he just play Saka at left back in the bigger games that counted? You know, the last two, especially against Villarreal, he proved to be such a big difference in just like, you know, crossing, running in behind. Instead, he stuck to Xhaka there, and I don't know what he did when Xhaka was injured. He put Tierney in unfit Tierney there, but. Oh man, it was that's frustrating. That's the part that's kind of annoying me because you see us like play against a team like West Brom, and in all fairness, they're shit. But you know, if we played anything like that against Villarreal, like just that setup, we would have probably won the game. But it is what it is.
I mean, the Villarreal game was unlucky. I mean, you hit the post twice, and you know, any other day those could have crept in, but just wasn't meant to be. I think
Yeah, and
he could have gone for it a little bit more, maybe. I don't know. He took Aubameyang off. I know he's not probably fully fit and stuff like that, but when you need a goal, you want your best striker on the pitch till the end, right? Regardless whether he's tired or not. I'm sure he would have stayed out there happily and bust a gut just to get a goal or something. You never know, right? But
I think
hindsight.
Arteta is saving his blushes, isn't it? He knew he didn't want to get embarrassed in the final by United, so he'll let Emery get embarrassed instead.
That's the thing, though. It's a one game shootout. Like anything can happen in the final, and you never know. I mean, Arteta last season he pulled it off in the FA Cup final, so you know he could have done it again. But yeah, I don't know how long he's going to last, to be honest with you. There's a lot of pressure on his shoulders at the moment, and a win against West Brom isn't enough to sort of cover over the cracks, really.
No. I think, I mean, as much as many fans do want him out, I don't think he'll get sacked. I think they'll give him the transfer window and one more season, and then it depends on how we finish next season. But you know what? It might work out better. Look, we're going to finish mid-table, maybe 9th, 10th. No European football with a really big squad, so I'm hoping that it gets trimmed down. We get a lot of outgoings in the summer. Some nice couple of big players that come in, hopefully, and we just kick on again next season. But you know, this season as it is, write off. And you know what tops the write off? A Willian goal after 30, is it 37 games? I think it's been now.
Hello, Eden Hazard for Chelsea TV. Willie, one word for your goal, please.
This goal was for my mom.
Your mom?
Yes, it was a beautiful goal. It was for her.
Not for me.
For maybe
Next time.
next time, yeah,
Next
for you.
time.
Okay.
Okay, I hope. Thank you.
Thank
Bye
you.
bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, 37 games, and he's finally got his goal. Yeah, I mean, what a difference. Maybe. To be honest with you, I haven't even seen it. I'm not even
bothered. It's a good free kick, to be fair. It was a
free kick, yeah.
I don't know how many of them he scored for Chelsea, but it was a good free kick. But one I could not celebrate because I can't stand Willian.
He scored a few. It's so funny. I mean, for anyone out there who started listening from the beginning of the pod, you know, if you go back to one of those early episodes where we sort of looked at Arsenal's and even Chelsea's transfer business, Partey and Willian were the two sort of highlighted players. And I think you were giving it all the big guns. Oh, you know, Willian's going to be this, that and the other. And he's, you know, he's turned out to be absolute dog shite. So
I didn't think he was going to be, he wasn't going to get us into the top four. I just think, I was more impressed. I was more like going to, a bit disappointed with Partey this season, but he's been injured. It's not really his fault, but I think he'll kick on next season. And with a squad rebuild in the summer, I do think that, you know, it might give us a better hope for next season. But, you know, it is what it is for now. And let's just see how it goes the next season.
Do you remember that opening day of the season? Yeah, Willian, 3 assists or whatever it was against Fulham.
I think we might have to do a compilation of a couple of the clips that were said in the first 3 episodes and play them back later in the pod.
If I was to do a compilation episode of your best and worst moments in the season, I'd be there all night editing it. I'm not really bothered doing that. All up in the face, man. I hate to put you doing. I be up all night, whole crew's in here. Cause I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team. Man, I love my team. You mentioned transfers, though. Without European football, Who'd really want to go to Arsenal?
I mean, I'll be honest, it's an attractive club. You know, there's a lot of young players, like, you know, it's always about the, you know, the history of a club, and you know, some people, yeah, players want European football, but like, you know, so look at a player like Jack Grealish. Yeah, he's not playing European football right now. He's not going to play it for Villa. So you know, is Arsenal a step up from Villa? Definitely, bigger club, bigger, you know, come to London, best team in London. So. You know, we go again. And I think, it probably does mean, with no European football, does mean that we won't go out and sign load of players. But I do think there'll be one big signing in there. I'm hoping it's Grealish, to be fair. But,
you said best club in London, you said. Well, there's no space at Chelsea, unfortunately, in that position.
Well, let's talk after Saturday when Leicester win and then when City beat you in the Champions League final.
Do you know what? If that happens, it happens. I mean, finals are finals, yeah. And our season will still be more successful than yours. So, I mean, the worst thing is, how many London clubs are above you in the league? I mean, should we go through them and count? I don't know. Is that, have we got enough time? We've got enough fingers? I don't know.
Well, I think we do. Anyway, it is what it is this season. We'll come back again next season. Let's see how this pod goes next year, really.
Season 2.
Volume 2. Very good.
Obviously, elsewhere, we saw some shock results. The first one being Newcastle beating Leicester away 4-2. It was a bit of a hammering, that.
Yeah, it was. And my boy Joe Willett got on the score sheet again. Very good. I'm impressed by his loan spell, by the way.
Yeah, he's done all right there, but I think he's better off going somewhere like Newcastle because he'll get the playing time and reap the rewards as well, you know. I think if he goes back to Arsenal, he's not necessarily going to get a start and he'll just be sitting on the bench.
No, I think
Newcastle 4-0 up at one point.
I think Leicester have got a mind on the final. I mean, they, like, you know, I know, I mean, look, it was 4-2. I mean, the thing is, they kind of had to win to kind of be in the top four hopes, right?
Well, I mean, they're still fourth, but now we've leapfrogged them after beating City. But
West, they didn't Ham know are... the West Ham result, did they? So, like, you know, if West Ham had won, it would have been a different story, maybe.
Yeah, it would have put a bit more pressure on them. But then, obviously, Liverpool have got a game coming, a game in hand as well. So they could go within 3 points of Leicester. I mean, the way they're playing as well, all it takes is a couple more losses in the last 3 games. And
mate, have you seen their last 3 games are mental? They got United. I think they got you in the league.
Yeah.
And then they've got Tottenham, and I think they're not easy games.
That's what I'm, they could potentially lose all three and get leapfrogged by two or three teams below them. So it's a tough run-in for them. They're going to have to be on the ball and really fight for that third or fourth place.
It was a shock loss, shock defeat, to be fair. I'll tell you what was another shock defeat was the Spurs result. Leeds beating Spurs 3-1.
I know. Well, is it a shock? I don't know at the moment, the way they've been playing. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, they sacked Mourinho just before the cup final. Cup final came around, they were shocking, and they've just carried on from there, really. And Leeds ran out comfortable winners in the end, 3-1. What more can you say? I don't know.
Your boy Bamford struggling on the score sheet, was he?
Yeah, Bamford scored. I mean, they're struggling like you know, you lot are only 6 points behind them, you know. So you never, not even six, sorry, it's less than that. I think it's 4 points, sorry, now.
Yeah, three or four. Yeah.
Yeah, it's four points behind them, so you could even catch them. You never know.
St. Tottenham's Day. Very good. We won that again.
Obviously, elsewhere we saw United sort of keep the title race alive, I guess you could say. They managed to get the win at Villa, and early scare there with Bertrand Traoré scoring a screamer. But yeah,
what a goal. It was a great take as well. But yeah, it wasn't to be. I think United were the better team as well. I think United outplayed them.
Yeah. Especially in the second half, they were the better side, and they ran away with it a bit towards the end. And Cavani scored yet again. He's hit form, and he's just signed a new contract extension as well.
Not bad. It's not a bad player to have. You think he'd be slowing down, but 34 years old, he's not looking. He's looking pretty sharp. But there was, I think I read a stat, and it's, I think Bruno Fernandes is the first player since I think a season Lampard had. It was, I think it might be 09-10, to score the same amount of goals and assists, or near enough the same amount of goals and assists. So he's apparently, he's had a stellar season for United.
Yeah, he has. He scored another penalty as well. Fernandes strikes again.
He's stat padding, isn't he?
Was it? I think that's 13 penalties this season now. I think he broke a record for the most penalties in the season or something ridiculous like that. But yeah, I mean, he's you can't deny he's a class player and great signing for them. And he's definitely going to be the future of Man United going forward. I think everything will revolve around him. But yeah, I mean, they did enough, and you know, seem to have cemented second place now. I don't think anyone's really going to catch them. It's about, you know, 6 points difference, I think, between them and us. And they've got a game in hand. So, although that's against Liverpool, so you never know. Yeah, Liverpool and they've got another game in between as well. They've got Leicester and then Liverpool, I think it is. So it's
within the space of 2 days, is like, yeah. To be fair, they've got a big squad though, don't they?
They do. And yeah, we'll see how they come out on the other end.
I'll tell you, before we wrap things up, I just realised that obviously it's going to be Chelsea versus Arsenal on Wednesday. And are you looking forward to that one or no?
Yeah, no, I am. Should be a good game. I kind of hope that a decent Arsenal turns up, because you want to see a good game.
I think we'll win, you know. I've got a feeling.
At the bridge, I don't know, man. I'm not sure. I don't think you will, to be honest with you.
It's, I think you lot, I mean, actually, because it's not like you're lot taking the foot off the gas, really, are you? But
he also rested players against Man City as well. I honestly think he looked at the City game and thought, if we can just get, even if it's just a point or just hold on for a draw, 0-0, that would be great. And anything else is a bonus. And he's rested like Mount, Silva. They weren't even on the bench, so.
But it's Wednesday and the cup finals were Saturday.
Yeah, so I don't think he'll necessarily start all of them, but I think he'll look to play a relatively strong squad and then try and get some goals in and wrap the result up so then he can take players off. But I think Mount starts on Wednesday night. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Even if he doesn't, honest with you. The players who stepped in against City were brilliant. So, yeah, no, I think
looking forward to seeing, to watching the game and then catching our reactions when Pepe scores a screamer and then a Willian. I'm going to go for a 2-1 with a Willian winner.
Willian own goal.
Boyhood Chelsea boy.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Little Less Conversation. Thank you for all the listeners who are out there, and just hit us up on all the socials at Little Less Pod.
And yeah, I'm looking ahead, looking forward to seeing that look on your face, Ricks, when we beat you, and we'll celebrate an even more pointless win.
Yeah, okay, if you say so, mate. Good luck. Cool. I feel like you're going to need it. So,
well, if it's the game to get Arteta sacked, then let it be.